Welcome to our podcast where we explore the exciting and ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, providing insights, tips, and discussions on how to best protect yourself and your information in the digital age. In recent Biden administration news, a pioneering step has been taken to fortify national security and protect the American populace by launching an artificial intelligence, AI, cybersecurity challenge. This strategic initiative aims to strengthen the security measures enveloping American infrastructure, thereby neutralizing potential threats posed by cyber criminals. The Biden administration acknowledges the burgeoning threat these criminals pose, especially considering how integral technology is in our daily lives. As such, proactively safeguarding critical infrastructure from cyber attacks has become imperative, given how vital it is to the safety of every citizen. Moreover, to stimulate innovation and participation, the Biden administration has dedicated a generous $20 million as rewards for individuals and organizations capable of successfully tackling these cybersecurity hurdles. This approach not only encourages collaboration, but it also motivates experts to contribute their skills towards enhancing the safety and protection of all citizens. By leveraging the power of AI and offering incentives to cybersecurity experts, the Biden administration embodies a holistic approach towards addressing digital threats. As a result, they hope to create a resilient cybersecurity ecosystem capable of effectively mitigating any malicious activities in the digital arena. In recent developments from CISA, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, there have been a number of notable discoveries and recommendations geared towards enhancing cybersecurity. First and foremost, CISA has exposed a new backdoor malware named Whirlpool, which is specifically targeting Barracuda ESG devices. The agency is proactively working to suppress the impact of this pronounced risk on affected systems and protect against future intrusions. Alongside this, CISA has expressed concern about the increasing menace of SIM swapping, a technique where hackers seize control over the victim's mobile phone number to gain illicit access to personal accounts. Consequently, they are advocating for fortified protections and a gradual shift towards a passwordless future, which incorporates safer and more secure authentication methods. With a pressing concern about password vulnerability, a recently published report from CISA underscores the techniques deployed by the infamous hacking collective, Lapsus. The report funnels down the importance of passwordless logins, laying stress on the necessity for concerned regulatory bodies, such as the Federal Trade Commission and the Federal Communications Commission, to impose robust protections against SIM swapping. On a brighter note, the plea for international cooperation in cybersecurity has witnessed some success. The head of CISA has lavished praise on the burgeoning alliance between the United States and Ukraine in the field of cybersecurity. This partnership is working towards strengthening the capabilities of both nations to identify, neutralize, and respond effectively to cyber threats, thus guaranteeing a secure digital environment for their citizens. In essence, the principal areas of focus for CISA presently include the neutralization of the Whirlpool malware, stricter regulations regarding SIM swapping, the promotion of passwordless authentication, understanding hacker techniques, and international cooperation in cybersecurity. Keep an eye out for more updates in the continuous struggle against cyber threats. In the latest cybersecurity updates from ESET, we have uncovered alarming information about cybersecurity breaches aimed at foreign embassies in Belarus. These attacks have been linked to hackers associated with pro-Russian groups, posing a substantial risk to international relations and national security. For over 10 years, hackers from Belarus have targeted foreign diplomats based in the country, using local ISPs to intercept encrypted connections. This tactic has provided access to sensitive information, potentially undermining the integrity of these diplomatic missions. Recently, ESET, a renowned cybersecurity firm, exposed the actions of Mustached Bouncer, a government-affiliated hacking group from Belarus. This group is suspected of engaging in cyberespionage against the country's foreign embassies. These attacks are deeply concerning given the sensitive nature of the information embassies hold. The compromise of confidential details such as diplomatic discussions, policy strategies, and diplomats' personal data can have a ripple effect, affecting the targeted countries, their diplomatic ties, and wider global security. These cyber attacks cannot be viewed in isolation as they occur amidst escalating tensions in the region, especially regarding the ongoing geopolitical dynamics between Belarus and Russia. The reported involvement of pro-Russian groups prompts questions about the possible motives behind these hackings and their broader implications for regional stability. ESET's work in revealing this cyber espionage serves as a reminder of the persistent need for vigilance against evolving cyber threats. This discovery underscores the significance of robust cybersecurity measures for governments, businesses, organizations, and individuals. As investigations unfold, the actions that will be taken to address this significant breach of national and international security remain unclear. In the meantime, foreign embassies and diplomatic operations in Belarus are advised to enhance their cybersecurity mechanisms and stay alert to mitigate further risks and prevent an escalation of this alarming situation. This concludes our report on the recent cybersecurity breaches targeting foreign embassies in Belarus. Stay tuned for more updates on this unfolding situation. In recent Perimeter 81 updates, Checkpoint, a prominent cybersecurity enterprise, has made a considerable acquisition of Perimeter 81 for a noteworthy $490 million. The primary objective of this acquisition is to augment the security features for hybrid and remote workers. Perimeter 81 has emerged as a specialist entity in the domain of cloud and network security and was previously valued at a whopping $1 billion in June 2022 post successfully raising a fund of $100 million. Interestingly, the transaction between Checkpoint and Perimeter 81 is completely cash-free and debt-free. This highlights Checkpoint's dedicated commitment towards ensuring the safety of remote workers and enhancing their cybersecurity functionalities. Microsoft is presently the subject of a U.S. cyber investigation probing its participation in a notable data breach. The inquiry seeks to determine Microsoft's involvement and unearth any exploited vulnerabilities. In related news, the tech company has been increasingly targeted in cyber attacks. A rising phishing endeavor dubbed Evil Proxy has emerged, concentrating on Microsoft 365 accounts of higher-level personnel within organizations worldwide. Despite active implementation of multi-factor authentication, MFA, security measures, these attacks have proven successful, emphasizing the pressing need for constant vigilance and boosted security. A concurrent cybersecurity worry involves unauthorized access to Microsoft 365 guest accounts and Power Apps. Plunderers have manipulated a mix of logins, Power Apps trial licenses, and hacking methods to illicitly access SQL databases. With adversary in the middle phishing kits, executives have been more readily deceived, thereby bypassing MFA protection. This underlines the importance of continuous employee education and awareness concerning these threat vectors. Moreover, issues pertaining to Microsoft's software vulnerabilities have surfaced. Firstly, a flaw identified as CMDelete layered key in the Microsoft Windows kernel could culminate in a use after freeze situation, jeopardizing the security of the affected systems. Secondly, there has been a serious vulnerability found in Microsoft OneDrive, the cloud storage service, rendering it susceptible to ransomware attacks. This defect potentially threatens the safety and integrity of files housed on the platform. Lastly, Azure Content Delivery Network, CDN, has become a target for client-side desync attacks, which could potentially disrupt content delivery and compromise its integrity. In order to combat these threats, it is crucial for both individuals and organizations to stay apprised of these cyber vulnerabilities and to implement effective protective measures ensuring the security of their systems and data. Thank you for joining us on this episode of our podcast where we explore the vital importance of staying vigilant in the digital world and taking the necessary measures to protect ourselves against cyber threats.